does have it all. All of our pre-owned vehicles are Hubler Q certified, which include a 128-point vehicle inspection, a free Carfax vehicle history report, and two warranties. A two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and a 30-day, 1,000-mile comprehensive warranty. Visit any of our 13 locations today, or click drivehubler.com. Hubler has it
all. One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
All right, and let's get back into some scores. We've got girls high school basketball. Andrean against Kankakee Valley. Andrean winning 53-45. Belmont versus Huntington North. Belmont by 3, 42-37. Blackford faced off against Frankton 65-50 in favor of Blackford. Washington Catholic and Canelton took to the court with Canelton winning by a dime, 47-37 in that one. Carmel and Pike was a close one, with Carmel eking out the victory 54-52. Carroll Fort Wayne and Fort Wayne South by a mile. It was Carroll Fort Wayne winning 71-31. East Side and Central Noble winning 44-37. Columbia City and DeKalb, it was Columbia City winning 55-36. Columbus North and Bloomington North, Columbus North by a dime in that one as well, 46-36. Danville against Western Boone, Danville won 59-38. Elkhart against South Bend St. Joseph, Elkhart won decisively 72-31. And finally for girls scores, Evansville Christian against Bloomington Lighthouse, it was Evansville Christian winning 63-22. Going on to some boys high school scores, Oak Hill and Alexandria took to the court, Oak Hill winning 64-23. Paoli against Springs Valley, it was Paoli 74-56. Park Tudor and Bethesda Christian, it was a close game. We had that one covered earlier. It was Park Tudor winning 56-55. Park Heritage and North Vermilion, Park Heritage won by a long shot, 70-34 in that one. Penn versus Mishawaka Marion, it was Penn victorious 66-52. Pike Central and North Knox, Pike Central won 58-27. Plainfield and Mooresville, close one there, only decided by two. Plainfield won 50-48. Portage and Maryville, Portage wins 67-57. Providence against Henryville, Providence was victorious 48-33. And finally, Riverton Park against North Central Farmersburg, it was Riverton Park winning 59-44. The Pacers are in the fourth quarter right now. They are losing 107-87 against the Denver Nuggets. Chris Duarte is having a pretty uncharacteristically offensive night. 18 points and only 14 minutes played. Benedict Mather has 15 points. The Pacers rookie scoring well tonight. Aaron Nesmith with 13 and Miles Turner with 15 himself. I'd have to say if it's anybody on the Nuggets who's making a difference, it's probably Jamal Murray, who by the fourth quarter already had a triple-double. 17 points, 14 assists, 10 rebounds, 29 minutes played. 9 minutes left to go in that game. It's not all doom and gloom, though. Here is Chris Duarte, who had a pretty nice slam dunk in the first.
As Duarte baseline dunk.
All right, now college basketball. Purdue won yesterday against the Minnesota Golden Gophers 61-39. Junior center Zach Edey was a pretty big factor in that win with a strong offensive and defensive game. Here's Zach Edey on how the team is focusing on these games all one at a time.
That's something we really harped on, kind of like every game is almost a championship game. You look back at last year, look at Rutgers, look at Michigan State, look at IU, you look at all those games that we lost by one possession. If you take one possession from any of those games, we're a Big Ten champion last year. So kind of focus on these games that maybe people might overlook and really honing in and trying to put them away early.
And of course, to comment on the performance, head coach Matt Painter on how he contributed defensively over the course of the night.
And it's also the timing of, you know, when you play somebody. You know, obviously it's one of those things where it wasn't their night. Trying to get Jamison battle and be with him and make it really hard, trying to keep Cooper out of there, Garcia. When your main three guys, try to just give them a lot of attention with it. So I think it's a combination of a lot of things that, you know, change some shots, block some shots.
The now third-ranked Purdue Boilermakers will face Maryland at home on Sunday, January 22nd at 1 p.m. More scores to come down the line as we get into the final hour of Indiana Sports Talk. For Network Indiana, I'm Sam Fritz.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Join Greg Rakestraw and me Sunday night, 5 to 7 p.m. for the pairings show for the upcoming Girls State Basketball Championship. College basketball tonight. Again, I'm opposed to college basketball playing on Friday night, but I don't control what the Mid-American Conference does, nor does my guest from the Ball State Network, David E. Hall. Ball State losing to Kent 86-65, and that's a tough night. That's a tough trip for the Cardinals, David, losing to a good Kent team this evening.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, Bob, I mean, this is a really good Kent State team. Came in with a net ranking hovering around 40, and they did not disappoint in front of the home folks. This is their 16th consecutive win at home. They go to 16-3, and they are the real deal. I mean, they took it to the Cardinals 86-65. And, you know, Bob, it's going to be interesting. It's been since 1999 where the MAC got two teams in, and you have to ask the question, if Kent State were to go, you know, 17-1 or 16-2 and then get knocked off in the tournament, you know, they're certainly, in my eyes, worthy. Whether or not they would get in as an at-large, I don't know. But we talked to Coach Michael Lewis on the post game, and without a doubt, this is the measuring stick. So, you know, Cards, they'll get another shot. Kent State has to come to Worthing, just not their night.
Let me tell you, I spent 7 years as the senior associate commissioner, director of basketball operations for the Horizon League. And what you're talking about, if I had a dollar for every meeting I was in talking about that, I wouldn't need to do the radio show. I would have retired long ago. The short answer is the odds are always against you as a mid-major. That's the short answer. Because there's, you know, by its very structure, this favors the power conference people because there's that much, there's so much money involved, and they're not going to part with that money. So that's all you need to know about how it's done. Systemically, it's basically set up to not be fair, but be that as it may, give me some bright spots for the Cardinals tonight.
Well, I'll tell you, if there's one bright spot, you know, Luke Bumbleo has been a guy that has really struggled this year. He's, you know, lost a lot of his confidence. He's seventh all-time in made threes and lost his starting job. He's been coming off the bench and really has just struggled mightily offensively. And today, Luke hit a couple threes, 8 points, an assist, played a full 20 minutes. And so, you know, for the Cardinals, they've got balanced scoring in the starting five, but the bench scoring, really, they could use some help. And so having Luke knock a couple in, he really looked as comfortable offensively as I've seen him in a long time. So if you could take a silver lining away, if Luke can get on track and play the way he's capable and give him some scoring punch off the bench, that'll certainly bode well going through the rest of the league play.
David Ehaw from the Ball State Network on the road. Ball State losing to Kent State 86-65. David, stay safe. I appreciate you taking time, and I apologize for my rant about mid-major college basketball in the tournament. However, I lived that life, as you know, so I understand a little bit about it.
All right, we'll resurface that, Bob, come March, all right?
That sounds perfect to me. High school basketball tonight. Carmel, number 11 in 4A, beat a good Pike team 52-49. Ryan Osborne joins me. Coach, congratulations on a great win tonight.
Thanks, Coach. Always good to win on the road.
Isn't it, though? Especially against a Bill Zick team because I happen to think he's one of the best around.
Very good. Very good. And they're playing really well this year. You got a good team.
I happen to think both of you are pretty darn good. Now, you need to, if you haven't already done so, you need to, Greg Rakestraw and I did the IUPUI game last night. You need to pick up the phone and talk and give some encouragement to your pal, Coach Crenshaw.
It's, yeah, you know, he's it's working tough. At it.
He's working at it, and you know, everybody, it doesn't matter. You, when you expend as much energy as you expend, you want some, yep. and you're given the buy-in and all that, you like to get rewarded. And you know what I mean. So if you haven't already done it, he needs his pals to give him a call. Okay.
For sure.
All right. How'd you win this game tonight?
Man, coach, we stuck it out. Had a lead early.
You know what, Coach? You know what? I'm sorry, Ryan. I'm sorry. I hate to do this. This is bad radio on my part. I'm better than this. So, but I don't want. You're getting ready to make a great answer, and I'm going to have to cut you off. I want you to hold on to that answer. All right, and we'll come back, and I'll re-ask the question, and I'll set you up, and we'll have some fun. So we'll come back.
We can do that.
Talk with Ryan Osborne. Talk with Steve Cole from WAXL. And Scott McClellan from Noblesville. We got just like a who's who here coming up.
All right, as we get closer to the end of the show in our final hour, let's pivot back to some boys. High school basketball scores. Rossville and Clinton Central took to the court. It was Rossville winning 55-49. Scottsburg faced off against South Decatur, 49-30 in favor of Scottsburg there. Attica and Seager played a game today, and it was Seager winning 54 to Attica's 10. Shackamack and White River Valley, Shackamack winning 43-38. Shenandoah and West Dell took to the court, Shenandoah winning 81-56. Silver Creek over New Albany, 65-57. South Bend, Washington beating Jimtown 66-29. South Knox defeats Vincennes Lincoln 49-23. South Putnam beats Eminence 63-44. South Spencer beats North Posey 80-57. South Vermilion over Greencastle, close one there, 47-45. Southmont and Covington played. It was Southmont winning 59-48. Rock Creek Academy and Southwestern Hanover had a pretty high scoring game when it comes down to it for high school. 77-69. Southwestern Hanover winning in that one. Switzerland County and Rising Sun played today. Switzerland County winning 65-45. Tippecanoe Valley and Southwood. It was Tippecanoe Valley winning 62-47. Tri-County against Frontier. Tri-County winning by 2, 41-39. And Tri-West against Speedway. Tri-West wins 61-47. Pacers losing. What's new? 126-102. Fourth quarter, 5 minutes remaining. More to come. I'm Sam Fritz.
Welcome back. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Driven, the number 2, savelives.org is their website. I encourage you to go there. Before the break, I rudely interrupted Ryan Osborne, the basketball coach at Carmel. Carmel's number 11 and 4A. Their boys beat Pike tonight 52-49. Coach, you were playing well, so tell me how you were able to beat this good Pike team tonight.
It was a back and forth game. We got a lead. I think we were up 8 in the third quarter. They went on a 12-0 run in the middle of the third quarter, got the lead. And I'm looking at the box score. I didn't realize we were up 2 at the end of 1. And then the second and third quarters were even. And then we win the last quarter by 1 to win by 3. So it just kind of tells you how close that game was all the way through. But we got down 6 in the fourth quarter, and guys didn't give up. Pike was pressing a little bit, the 2-2-1, and we had some early turnovers in the second half and thought we just did a much better job of attacking it late. Didn't turn it over, got shots, build ourselves back into it. But the big thing, I think, for this group is just being in these games. Coach, we've played 6 one-possession games this year, and even Cathedral game was – I mean, it ended up being an 8-point game, but it was – it was a one-possession game with about a minute and a half to go, and felt like we had opportunities to make game-winning plays towards the end, and we didn't. And I thought tonight we did. And I think that's a big difference between a good team and a championship team. So we're starting to figure it out. We still got a lot of work to do. But just to be in those tight games and tough environments against good teams, I think is going to help us down the road. So proud of our guys. They fought all the way to the end. Got to stop to finish it, and it's a big win. It's a big road win, and like you say, Coach does a great job with his teams, and they're really good this year.
Yeah, but, you know, the way you play, you know, you literally, and I hate the expression, but I'll use it anyway, hang your hat on what you do defensively. It keeps you in games. And, mm-hmm. and your style of play is it's going to be a low possession type of situation. People are mm-hmm. going to have to work hard to get a score. And, mm-hmm. and if you can continue to do that, you put yourself in these kinds of situations that guys get tougher and tougher, and in the spots more and more, they learn how to step up, take a charge, make an extra pass, get an offensive rebound, and make the plays they need to make to win those games.
You're exactly right. Those things, the offensive rebound, the taking the charge, the taking care of the ball, like, you know, it's nip and tuck, and those yeah. possessions are important. And
right.
That one game-winning play, and I thought Alex Kudo, sophomore tonight, made some big plays down the stretch. Jared Bonds had a big rebound late that ended in second-chance points that, like you said, those things win games. Spencer White was good for us early. Sam's been great for us all year. And Ryan Clevenger guarded their best player all night and did an incredible job. Just kind of stuck with him and made his shots tough and fought tooth and nail the whole game. So I was proud of all of them. They all worked hard. It's been a really fun year coaching this group, just kind of watching them grow into different roles and leadership.
Carmel over Pike tonight, 52-49. Ryan Osborne, thanks so much. Good luck next time yeah. out.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
Thank you. Scott McClellan joins me, the head coach at Noblesville. 51-31 winners tonight over Franklin Central. Coach, thanks for the call, and congratulations on a solid win tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Bob. Conference road games, road wins, yeah. we'll take them.
Right. I would think so, too.
Yeah, so, Franklin Central, they're in every game. And obviously very well coached with Chris and,
right.
and Byers.
Right.
And, you know, they've been kind of hit with an injury bug throughout the course of the season. But if you look at their scores, and they've been in every game. And, again, it was a close game after one. Close game at halftime, and then I thought our guys really did a nice job in the third quarter. I think I think the score was 17-5, and we had six different kids score in the third quarter, so that's very encouraging. And then we're
you
able
know,
to
it is.
Kinda,
yeah.
You know,
You get that balance, and the other part of it too. You talked about road game, conference road game, and you know the expression. I think that's suitable for tonight is defense travels. I mean, if you guys play defensively, you know that's something you can count on whether you're at home or on the road, and especially you need it when you're on the road in a conference matchup.
Well, yeah, and you know at halftime I felt like you know we missed some shots. Some good shots and just weren't able to capitalize on them. I said, we got to hang our hat on our defense. And the guys, the kids did a really nice job. And, you know, we responded third quarter, like I said, 17-5. The first time we won on the road this year. So that was encouraging. And to do it in the manner in which we did with some defense and some stops had some contributions from a variety of different kids is encouraging. And we get 12 hours to celebrate and back at it tomorrow.
Who are you playing tomorrow night?
We got Hamilton Heights coming to our place.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, it's one of those weekends now, one of those double weekends. You find out about yourself, get a win on the road, come back, get yourself right, and win at home. Be a great weekend for you.
That's what we're hoping for. That's what we're definitely hoping for.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously we've got to, you know, we'll bring the kids in the morning and, you know, show them a couple things about heights and walk through some stuff and get ready to go tomorrow night.
Scott McClellan's the basketball coach at Noblesville. Tonight they beat Franklin Central 51-31, taking on Hamilton Heights tomorrow night. Scott, I appreciate the call. Good luck tomorrow night.
Appreciate it, Bob. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Steve Kolb from WAXL joins me. He has the South Spencer 80-57 win over North Posey. South Spencer number 4 and 2A. Steve, thanks so much for the call. What an impressive win for this good South Spencer team tonight.
Really was, Coach, and kind of, I'm going to be real honest, this was very surprising for us on the radio tonight. We expected this to be an absolute dogfight. North Posey, it's a good team. They had come in winners of 6 of 7, came into to Rebel Gym tonight, and we thought that these two teams would just battle it out all night. But South Spencer got off to a tremendous start. Can't do it much better. Won the opening tip, got into an offensive set. Cale Donahoe was fouled shooting a three and hit all three free throws. And then back-to-back steals that led to layups, and you're up 7-0 before North Posey can even get a shot up at the rim. And so they had to use a timeout. It was 12-0 at one point, South Spencer, before North Posey could score. And South Spencer was up 23-9 at the end of a quarter and never looked back and played really – I'm going to, by my opinion, they're most complete.
You're out here hustling, but you're also using the McDonald's app to have your favorites delivered to your door. That's hustling smarter. Order McDelivery in the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's.
Game on both ends of the floor of the season really, really looked good tonight. And got a career-high 27 from Cale Donahoe, their 6'4". Senior guard who's heading off to join his older brother Michael at Hanover College after this year, and career high tying 17 from Landon Wells, and starting to see him come back. He rolled an ankle, had to miss the first game or two of the season with bad illness. Came back and was really a force shooting the basketball. He's a tremendous outside shooter. Had put up 12 early in the game at Washington and then rolled an ankle underneath the basket and didn't play for a couple of weeks while he rehabbed that. The three-point shot had been off a little bit since he'd come back. We started to see signs of it last weekend that was coming around, and boy, did he went off tonight. 5 threes, finished with 17, tying a career high for him. 4 in double figures, just great defense, great ball movement, and kept North Posey off the glass. They're a team that lives on the offensive glass. And South Spencer dominated the boards and turned a lot of those defensive rebounds into transition opportunities. It was just a really complete effort for a good South Spencer team tonight.
Steve Kolb from WAXL on the call of the big win by South Spencer, 80-57 over North Posey. South Spencer, number 4 and 2A. Steve, thank you for the call. Have a great night.
You too, Bob. Thanks.
Coming up, scoreboard update on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
All right, let's give some girls high school basketball tournament results. The Hoosier Conference playoffs were played today. Rensselaer Central and Lewis Cass took to the court for the 9th place position. It was Rensselaer Central winning 49-25. Tipton and West Lafayette played for 7th place. West Lafayette being victorious 55-48. Benton Central and Western for 5th. It was Benton Central earning that spot 64-58. Lafayette Central Catholic and Hamilton Heights for 3rd place. It was Lafayette Central Catholic with the win there 48-35. Finally, taking it all for 1st place, it was Twin Lakes versus Northwestern. Twin Lakes winning 65-48. The Porter County Conference Tournament was held today. The semifinals were played. South Central Union Mills against Washington Township. South Central Union Mills winning 47-35. Couts and Tri-Township played, with Couts winning 35-23. Garrett, now outside of tournament play. Garrett and West Noble. Garrett winning 55-37. Greencastle against Duggar Union, and Greencastle laid into Duggar 87-33. Greenwood and Decatur Central, Greenwood winning 41-38. Garen Catholic and Brebeuf Jesuit, Garen Catholic winning 41-39. Homestead against Fort Wayne North, Homestead winning 59-14. Indian Creek and Northview, Indian Creek won 46-29. Pacers lost 134-111 as they were away against the Denver Nuggets. Pacers now on, I believe, a 4-game losing streak. One more update to come from me. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Sam Fritz.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Hoosier Basketball Magazine is in its 53rd year of existence. It is unmatched by any other publication of its kind in the world. and the publisher of Hoosier Basketball Magazine, Kip Westner, joins me. Kip, thanks so much for the call. Were you out on the road? You and your guys on the road this weekend?
Yeah.
Selling some magazines?
Yeah, for sure, yes. Like the dog days of January. I heard you on the radio today, and it's
That's
true.
It.
It's just grinding through after your holiday tournaments, or there's some – I was at the Bi-County tournament. You know, there's some tournaments still going on with the city tournament. But
right.
Yeah, it's just
right.
trying to grind through and see what happens. But with only one more week of girls basketball – I hit a number of girls' games. In fact, North Central Cloverdale on Monday. But listen to this, U.S. 31 Gauntlet. Western at Northwestern on Tuesday. Fort Wayne Northrop at South Bend, Washington on Wednesday. I went to Jay County on Thursday, which is up 69. But then back to 31 with the Bi-County tournament. I've never been to LaVille in my years of doing the Hoosier Basketball Magazine, but with the all eight teams in the Bi-County tournament with consolation in the auxiliary gym and semifinals, it's a great place to be with the Hoosier Basketball Magazine because you got a lot of action going on.
That sounds like a neat event, quite frankly. I mean, it really does. And kudos to them for being able to – that's not easy to do administratively, for heaven's sakes.
Well, and what's neat about it is, you know, the you see this on some levels or some locations, but boys and girls are going on at the same time. Like, I've been to the Monday and Tuesday first-round games. They do a boys-girls doubleheader to start the week, and then it's all played at LaVille. They have the girls semifinals on Thursday, boys on Friday, and then tomorrow is like a full gamut of basketball. So I'd never been there, and I thought it was really a neat organization. But John Glenn is really good with Bryce and Hannah. You know, he's got a big body, but he can move outside, and he's a first-team All-Stater in Hoosier Basketball Magazine. And LaVille beat Argos tonight, and they had a player named Colin Chinarski that had 29 points. He was hitting threes and going to the basket. It was a great game over Argos's 1A school and had a very good year so far. They've got a player named J.J. Morris. It's also in the Hoosier Basketball Magazine. But tomorrow night, LaVille versus at home versus John Glenn should be a good championship for that Bi-County tournament. But like we were talking about with girls basketball, Jay County has got this Renner Switzer, Switzerland. I'm sorry, I got their name mixed up there. But she broke the all-time Jay County record this year with Shannon Freeman had held that record since 1986.
Right.
That was a Gary Donna favorite back in the day. And I had never been to Jay County either, so I was happy to make my way up to Portland, Indiana, and even the South Bend, Washington. You know, they beat a one-loss Fort Wayne Northrop team by more than 20 points. They're, as you know, South Bend, Washington is really good. And I don't think I've been to South Bend, Washington. So this week, I've been going to games since 1991. And this week, I was able to make it into three gyms that I'd never been in previously.
Good for
which
you.
Which is kind of a good deal.
All right, so you mentioned girls basketball. Obviously, the pairing show coming up on Sunday. Greg Rakestraw and I are honored to be able to do that. You mentioned South Bend, Washington, won the 3A back-to-back. And they're good. They're really, obviously, a team you need to pay attention to. But 4A, give me your thoughts on the girls basketball, the parity, or class by class, who you like and who has a great chance to play for championships.
Well, the headline in the Hoosier Basketball Magazine for the state roundup says Powerful Panthers Pursue Perfection, which that's the classic alliteration that Gary Donald taught me. But that South Bend team is really good. But what's interesting, and I know you know this, and we talk a lot about Hamilton County basketball, and you have Zionsville, Fishers, Hamilton Southeastern, Noblesville. Those are all ranked in the top seven in Hoosier Basketball Magazine, and your pairings are going to matter for that, unfortunately, but it's just the reality of the ping pong balls. Any of those teams, I think, could knock South Bend, Washington off,
But I think South Bend, Washington is going to be in a position where they're going to be playing for a trip to get to Bankers Life Fieldhouse. The South is good. In fact, I'm going to see Bedford North Lawrence. They play at East Central tomorrow. It's an afternoon game, and I'm going to make the trip down 74 after burning up 31, which should be a good game with Bedford North Lawrence and East Central. But I think the North, whoever comes from the North in 4A will be a very difficult team to beat for the South. And then in 3A, boy, Twin Lakes has just, they won that conference tournament today over Northwestern. They've been really good, undefeated. I like the Mishawaka Marion team. You know, what was it, 3 years ago, they beat South Bend Washington in the sectional. And then they've been in that same 3A group the last 2 years. And so now their group with seniors has maybe got a way to get through the sectional, which could wind up being good. The Mishawaka Marion boys made it to the state finals last year.
Yeah.
I think it's possible that the Mishawaka Marion girls could be in that same situation. In 2A, I think the Carroll, Flora, and Lafayette Central Catholic sectional, I think that's maybe 38, or it's 2A North. That will be an interesting pair to see if they face off early or if we wait until Saturday to find out who's going to advance in that group, because both of those teams are rated in the top four in Hoosier Basketball Magazine. And I really like the university team. They've got some losses, but they play an Indianapolis Marion County schedule, which they're a good team. I'm going to try and see them next week when they play at Tipton. And they were good last year, making it to the championship of the semi-state, one step away from the state finals. And, of course, Forest Park, with a number of players back, they were defending 2A champion. We have them number one in Hoosier Basketball Magazine, and I would think that they're going to be difficult to get past in the South for 2A. And then finally, the deep South of Class A. That's where the pairings will be interesting based on the regional and semi-state with their new format, because you got Lanesville, Trinity Lutheran, Tecumseh, and possibly Vincennes Reveille all feeding their way through that would have been the old regional, but now they can make it through a semi-state. So I know we're going to wait to have to find out how those pairings will shake out in a few weeks after the sectional draw, but that part of the state is really good for girls basketball.
It really is. All right, so you're going to be standing by, checking out the pairings, are you not?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's we've talked about this ever since I've been doing this show with you, that it is an exciting day. You know, the day Hoosier Basketball Magazine comes out for me is exciting, but the pairing show, listening to you and Greg Rakestraw, is exciting. That's must see radio, television, the streaming, everything involved. Because whether it's boys or girls, there are a number of coaches and players that can't wait to find out what their path holds for the. Cutting down the nets at the end of the state tournament.
Greg joined me earlier in the night and reminded me that, you know, this is a two-hour show. We're actually on the air, I think, 112 minutes, something like that. We're not, you know, there are 12 breaks, 12 90-second breaks, start to do the math. And because the format's a little different, obviously, with the, after the regional round or the regional round and moving on. So we're, you know, we normally focus on the sectionals and then say, look, want to find out your regional pairings, go to IHSAA.org. We're not doing that this time around. So we're going to be bringing you, we're going to be spending more time on the sectionals and the regional pairings within the same time frame. So be ready for anything.
No, that sounds good. Hey, real quickly, I want to mention a couple of other games. Dale Lawrence from my staff was at the Linton North Davies
game. Hey, Kip, hold on. Do me a favor. Hold on. When we come through the scoreboard update, we'll do it, okay?
Sounds good. Yep, thank you.
All right, perfect. Kip Westner, I'll come back, talk more basketball on Indiana Sports Talk.
All right, just a handful of boys basketball scores to get through still. Evansville Memorial and Evansville Harrison. Memorial won 73-53. Fountain Central and Crawfordsville. Fountain Central won 42-34. Franklin and Whiteland in overtime. Franklin by two, winning 55-53. Frankton and Blackford. Frankton won 62-45. Gibson Southern against Tell City. Gibson and Southern won by a long shot, 67-21. Greensburg and Brownstown Central. Greensburg won 48-45. Hagerstown versus Blue River. Hagerstown defeats Blue River 62-56. Henderson County out of Kentucky faced Evansville Central, and it was Henderson County, the Kentucky team, winning 80-59. Indianapolis Riverside and Indianapolis International took to the court. It was Riverside winning 79-56. Jasper versus Forest Park. Jasper was victorious 53-42. Jay County against South Adams. Jay County winning 49-34. Jennings County against Floyd Central. It was Jennings County winning 73-55. LaPorte against Michigan City. High scoring affair there, 76-73 between the two teams, but LaPorte winning in that one. Lake Station and Highland. Lake Station winning 61-47. LaPel versus Daleville. LaPel wins 70-48. Lawrence Central and Warren Central in a close one, 59-56. Lebanon and North Montgomery, with Lebanon winning 57-32. Finally, Lewis Cass versus Northwestern. Lewis Cass winning 47-40. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Sam Fritz.
Welcome back, everyone, to Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Driven, the number 2savelives.org is their website. Before I rudely interrupted him, Kip Westner from the Hoosier Basketball Magazine was with us. All right, you were telling me where Dale and your guys were tonight.
Yeah, we had a number of our staff around games, and you know, I think it's neat the way the Mid-State Conference and the Hoosier Crossroads and the Dunlin Conference and many of the others have the boys-girls doubleheader, because Chuck DeMoss from up in northwest Indiana, he was at Valparaiso, and Lake Central and Valparaiso split a doubleheader. Their girls, the Lake Central girls, were able to beat Valparaiso, mm-hmm. who's had a great year so far. And then the Valparaiso boys came back and beat Lake Central in the nightcap. But that's just a neat type of atmosphere. I know that Zionsville and Noblesville had a game like that last week, and so the idea of having boys and girls doubleheaders, like I mentioned, the Bi-County tournament this week when they start off their tournament that way. But then also in Southern Indiana, Dale Lawrence was at the Greene County shootout with Linton at North Davies, and I know North Davies is in Davies County, but still it was a 2-point game, and Joey Hart made a last-second shot to give them the 2-point lead, and then Jaden Mullen had a buzzer-beater attempt that didn't quite go down. But that was a great game and a great atmosphere mm-hmm. for Dale. And Truman Bennett was actually at a girls' game on a Friday night with Belmont, who defeated 4A Huntington North. That Belmont team won their sectional last year and had an outstanding season this year. And I know we've been kind of talking a lot about girls basketball. There's four games I'd like to mention for next week that I know my staff is going to be at, but have a good chance of. It's the last week for girls basketball, so it's a good opportunity to get out and see some of these ladies around the state. They've really played well this year. Logan Sports at Twin Lakes, and I know Chuck DeMoss from my staff will be at that game. Caston, who had their first loss of the season Thursday against North Miami, but they've had an outstanding year in Class A, plays Carol Floor, which I mentioned earlier, who's a 2A team that's having an outstanding year as well. And then Eastern Hancock is at Try, and they may be number one in coaches' polls in Class A, and having an outstanding, incredible year. And then Pioneer is hosting Southwood, and Southwood's always a good team, and Pioneer's got Ashlyn Brooke, who'll be going to Ball State on the front cover of Hoosier Basketball Magazine. So with only 1 week of girls basketball to go, there's a lot of fun opportunity to see some good games.
All right. Can you squeeze us in tomorrow night, or are you going to be busy?
Well, I'm going to that afternoon girls game because I've actually got a 60th birthday party that I'm going to for my sister-in-law tomorrow night. So I don't know that I'll be able to call tomorrow, but I'll call next Friday and we'll talk about the girls section.
Perfect.
So that'll be good.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Kip Westner.
Thanks
so much. I appreciate it. Kip Westner from Hoosier Basketball Magazine. David Deaton from WKLO joins me. He has the Orleans 63-21 win over Perry Central. David, thanks for the call. What an overwhelming defensive effort tonight by Orleans.
Yeah, definitely. We were on our sister station, 98.7 WSEZ, and the Bulldogs put on a defensive clinic tonight. They used a 1-2-2 full-court press, man-to-man defense in the half court, and really flustered Perry Central all night. Never gave up more than 7 points in a quarter. Gave up 6, 5, 7, and 3 points. Those were the scores by a quarter for the Commodores tonight. And it's a Perry Central team that came in on a five-game losing streak, already struggling, trying to figure some things out. And obviously a very tough night in front of a packed house at the Doghouse in Orleans. And the Bulldogs, out of all 12 varsity players who played, 11 of the 12 scored tonight. And Rylan Crocker led the way for the Bulldogs with 14 points. He made three threes in the fourth quarter. And then Hunter Williams, who is a 6'2" junior forward,
David,
who comes off the bench, had 11 points tonight.
Yeah. Hey, David, hang on a second, all right? Can you do that?
Yeah.
Hang on through this short break, and we'll come back and wrap it up. Can you do that?
Yeah, no problem.
Perfect. We'll come right back on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. David Deaton rejoins me from WKLO. He has a very impressive win by Orleans tonight. Orleans winning. Who'd they beat tonight? Remind me of this.
They beat Perry Central tonight.
Perry Central, that's right. All right, so, you know, Orleans number one in single A for a reason. You were getting ready to tell me some solid performances by some guys tonight. I'm sorry about that. Tell me who plays well for Orleans.
No problem. Rylan Crocker, who's a sophomore guard, he's the first guy off the bench typically. He had 14 points tonight, made three threes in the fourth quarter to close out the scoring strong. And then Hunter Williams, who's a 6'2 junior, he was averaging just over 2 points a game coming into the contest, Coach. He had 11.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom. That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
7 points tonight, and 7 of those points came in the second quarter. He was a perfect 4 of 4 from the floor, 3 out of 3 at the free throw line. He's really been playing hard, and Coach Bradley was very proud of his performance tonight. Just about everybody who played scored tonight for the Bulldogs, and just played a very good all-around game in front of a packed house. And this is a team that's won 9 straight games now, 13-1 overall, 4-0 in the Patoka Lake Athletic Conference, and got the rest of the weekend off, but a very tough schedule coming up for the Bulldogs.
Outstanding. So, viewing party on Sunday, are you involved in that? What's going to happen for the pairing show?
Well, I'm definitely planning on watching it on Sunday, and we'll definitely be taking a few notes along the way from you and Greg Rakestraw as well. So we'll definitely be tuning in for that and watching, and definitely be looking forward to seeing what the pairings show. And we'll be at sectional 30 at Corydon Central when the time comes around too. So we'll really be looking forward to seeing what the matchups look like.
You won't be taking any notes on anything I say. That's for you'll be taking notes on what Greg has to say. That's for sure. That's how I'd look at it, quite frankly. You know what, though? It's you're in this business. It's the sheer volume of information that you have to try to deal with in the time restraints. So think about it. You've got a 2-hour program with 400 schools, 64 sectionals, and you have 12 90-second breaks. So start to do the math. We go into it from a standpoint of we absolutely want to mention as many kids' names as we can and as many of the schools as we can. Everybody wants – you know, you're in this business, David – everybody wants to hear their name, and you should. And that's what we're trying to do within the restraints of time. And so, you know, we're going to start with single A, work up to 4A. We get criticized. You get criticized no matter what. But, you know, that's how it goes. So have fun. I appreciate the call. David Deaton from WKLO. Thank you, David.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you so much. What a great night. I want to thank tremendous job by Sam Fritz. Graham Shear and Nathaniel Finch. Thank you, fellas. Wonderful job. Thanks to our great stations around the state that bring you the show every Friday and Saturday night. Thanks to all of you for making us the most listened to sports talk show in the state's history. It is the history-making, legendary Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.